Hi, hello, Sebastian Vera here with the very first installment of Trombone Minute from the Trombone Retreat, or until I can come up with a better name for it. This is going to go along with our normal podcast, but be like a shorter bite-sized recording every now and then with trombone news and just random things I want to talk about. First off, hi, we're still alive. We're excited about some new podcasts coming for you. We have an interview with Justin Clark coming soon, bass for most of the Barron Symphony. We recorded a live podcast with Rick Stout, trombonist of the Cleveland Orchestra at the Trombone Retreat. And those are going to be awesome, and we're excited to get those out to you. First of all, I'd just like to thank everyone personally for the amazing feedback I got from the John Kitzman podcast. That was our most recent podcast. That's the most feedback I think I've gotten from any podcast. It was a really touching, moving experience, and I'm so glad that so many of you got so much out of it. That it means a lot, and it's always special doing it live. Speaking of doing it live, we will be hanging out with Christian Lindberg at this year's International Trombone Festival, which starts in a couple days. So if you haven't registered yet, it's not too late. It's down in Arkansas. Go to trombonefestival.net. July 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. in, I believe it says SC223. I believe that's the Student Center 223. Nick and I will be sitting down with Christian Lindberg. It'll be live and open to the public. I think there's a limited amount of seating, so make sure you can get in time. I think it says 1 to 150 on the thing, but they're giving us like 1 to 3, so we're going to have plenty of time to really get into things. And also, on that regard, you know, I'm so excited to talk to him. He's one of my childhood heroes. If any of you guys have any questions that you want us to consider asking him, send us an email at tromboneretreat@gmail.com, and we'll consider it. And also, this was great with Joe Alessi last year, during the interview, people could submit questions on the Whova app, so we pulled some questions from there live. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and please come say hi if we haven't met you before. We'd love to meet everyone and put faces to names. So please, if you see us around the festival, please feel free to come say hey. One little personal plug, I'll be playing a duet with Evan Clifton on July 16th at 11 a.m. in the recital hall. It's a really cool new piece by Nicole Piuno called In the Secret Places. And I think it'll be a lot of fun, so let's hang out. Okay. Couple other things. I'll be teaching at the Festival of Trombones right afterwards. It's a newer trombone festival started by John Bowles, who you remember from the podcast, and his students, including myself, Brian Hecht, and Zach Bond. We're going to have special guests Oscar Diaz and Jim Nova. This will all be in Texas from July 19th to the 22nd. There's middle school, high school, and collegiate divisions. You can register the day of. It's not an audition thing, but it's a really special thing from all levels, and we're just debuting this college part of it, and so you're gonna get a lot of personal attention from all these world-class musicians. So I encourage you, check it out. Go to trombonefest.com for everything you need to know. A couple trombonists in the news lately we're proud of. Some Trombone Retreat alumni I want to give a shout out to. We have Justin Bain, who recently won bass trombone in the Houston Grand Opera. We have former student Marco Gomez, who just won bass trombone in the Royal Danish Opera. Miles Blakemore, who we're super proud of, just won a new position in the U.S. Navy Band, just starting now. Jamie Morgan, former student at Michigan State, just won a position in the Navy Fleet Band. And Stuart Rhodes, Beef Stew, as we call him, just won principal trombone in Midland Odessa Symphony. There's no better feeling than seeing students go on to do the things they want to do. So super proud of you guys. Way to go. And if I forgot anyone, please let me know and I'll give you a shout out. One more feel-good story I wanted to share with you guys is today, July 10th, 2022, this will be Rebecca Cherian, who is the co-principal trombone of the Pittsburgh Symphony. This will be her final concert of the Pittsburgh Symphony. She won this position in 1989. So if my amateur math is correct, I believe that's around 33 years that she's been playing. And she is incredible, and she is one of my favorite humans, and I think not enough people know about her and know how amazing she is as a person and as a trombonist. She has multiple albums out, so go check them out. They're really good. And yeah, her last concert, I actually got to see it last night with my family, my nephew and my sister in town, and it's Jurassic Park live movie with the soundtrack, which was just really, really special and cool. And I forgot how great that movie is. It's clearly the best of the Jurassic Parks. It's not even close. So yeah, really, just proud of her, and she's going to come on the podcast. She's already agreed. So we're going to have a special look back at her career coming up this season as well. And lastly, and, you know, keeping this a trombone minute that will last longer than a minute, I don't know how many people know about this story. There's a really amazing YouTube video out that kind of went viral with the trombone, where there was this bear in British Columbia on school grounds, and the music teacher, Tristan Clausen, from St. John's Academy in Shawnigan Lake, decided, you know, one teacher tried to make noise, and the bear wasn't really caring, it was going through a dumpster, and so Tristan grabs his trombone, and the second he starts playing, the bear freaks out and runs the other direction. And Tristan, I have to say, you sounded fantastic. It was a great projection. I think he was using a pea shooter, but he had a really good sound. And his quotes are kind of hilarious. He said, "I thought, well, I can do better than that." And I reached for my trombone and went out. He had a lot of attention in my direction and was figuring out what to do, and decided discretion was the better part of valor. And then he said, "I'm trying not to take it personally," that he ran away right when he started playing. But yeah, check out the video. Very, very funny. Way to go, trombone, still scaring bears. Okay, I think that's all. Let me know what you guys think of this. I want to plug people's upcoming recordings and talk about what I'm listening to and just random trombone pop culture and keeping it short. So again, I hope to see all you guys at the ITF. If not, look forward to more podcasts soon. And we will have that Christian Lindbergh podcast up as soon as we have it available. But until then, go on ahead and retreat yourself.